Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I got a interesting tweet from someone that kind of challenged me on my dynasty take, and I'll get to that in a second. But first, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here today on a Tuesday, June 17th. Josh, do you know when the Bills announced their training camp schedule last year?
I know it's around this time.
June 17th. I'm not saying they're going to today. I don't know. But just keep your head in a swivel. You never know, right? I went back and looked. Last year, according to the emails, because I save like, I am an email saver. I save, I have, I'm going to show Josh this off screen. Hold on. If you look, Josh, look at all my folders. Can you see my phone? Okay?
Yeah.
Look at all the folders.
Oh my goodness. You're doing... That's four scrolls, five.
Yep.
Five scrolls to get to the bottom of your
email. I have folders for everything. So I am an email saver.
Yeah.
So when I get an email release from the Bills, like a schedule, a player availability, anything, I put it in what I call Bills releases because it comes from the Bills PR release. This is just my Bills release folder. Okay. I want to show you this. Okay. Hold on. I am still scrolling. I am going all the way back. Where am I? I'm back to 2013, by the way.
I was going to say, do you have them all the way back to when you started?
I am back to 2012. The first one I have is 4th of July, 2012.
Who is the player?
There is a NFL email here. Hold on. Sorry. I think Siri just went off for some reason on my phone. There was a, you know what? It was a,
sorry,
it was,
I can't help you send
emails. Okay. I don't want you to send me emails. So thank you. Sorry. All right. I have a media advisory from September of 13th. It's actually the first one from the Bills. Media advisory. It was the regular season media availability schedule. And it was basically what happened. It was the first week of the year, 2013, and what their schedule would be. I have every single one of these.
That's awesome.
So the reason I say this is I went back and looked and said, ooh, when did, if you need to know, like, you ever need anything on this, Josh? I'm just telling you, I'm your guy. There are other people in the media who literally call me and go, hey, when did the Bills do this last time? And I can search for them because I find it. If you need to know when the Bills did something, I can tell you. When did the schedule, when did the training camp schedule come out last year? June 17th. I look because I went back in my emails. There it is. Okay, so that's what happened back last year on this date. We will see if that's the case this time around. Let me see if... All right, let me see. Let me go back to this tweet. All right. I just had a dynasty take, but BBills783 challenged me. And good. He did good job. Way to call me out, BBills. He says, by what you just said of what qualifies for a dynasty, Tom Brady and the Patriots were not one. Okay, you're right. From what I said, that is true. So I reserve the right to kind of massage this a little bit. What I said was, I think you need three in a row to be a dynasty. But I'm talking in a shorter period of time. I think that's how I want to massage it. So you're right. What I said would basically be contradictory. I'm glad you called me out in it because I want to think about this a little bit more, B-Bills. To be a dynasty, I think in a shorter period of time, like over a 3-4-5 year period, I think you need to win three in a row. I think there's other types of dynasties which are, oh my God, for two decades, they were incredible. That was a dynasty that they just kept winning and no one could beat them for two decades and they won a whole bunch of titles over that time period. I would also say, I mean, the Patriots did win how many though, right? So here, the Patriots also, by the way, did win three out of four. It wasn't three in a row. They won in 01, 03, 04. That's three right there. Then they go back to the Super Bowl in 07. And go back in 11, right? Then they go win again in 14 and 16. And then they go back and lose in 17 and 18. It's crazy. To me, like, the longevity of what they accomplished, that is the dynasty of the Patriots. It's so rare. I think the Spurs are kind of in this boat, too. What's the Spurs? Let me see what they did here. Can you think about how many times they went or won or lost? Here, the Spurs, I would consider the Spurs a dynasty, even though they never even won back-to-back, to be quite honest with you, Josh. The Spurs won it in 99, 03, 05, and 07. They won four over an eight-year period. I mean, to me, that's okay. I'm going to qualify that. So I think you got. So I'm going to massage what I said. I think you got to get three. It doesn't have to be three in a row. How about that?
I think that's fair. I wonder like what the stipulation of time is. Right,
The time matters.
Because like,
if you have the same core, because Brady, maybe I'm not wrong on this. They were so together for so long. I think there's kind of an outlier, right, where you call them a dynasty because of the 20-year period, basically.
Hmm. Right. But that's also like we were talking a little bit in the break. Like, what's the difference between sport to sport?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like. In football, it might be different than in baseball, or hockey might be different than basketball. And with the Patriots specifically, I think in this case, not only is it Brady is the constant, but Belichick is also the constant there. So it's like, what makes up that dynasty? Is it just a couple guys? Is it a whole team? Is it, you know, a coach, a GM, an owner? Like there's so many different aspects of it, especially when you go sport to sport. In football, if you have a great quarterback, a great coach, and like one other great player, that would be a dynasty, as long as you're winning, obviously. Like, the Chiefs right now, for example, obviously that's a dynasty. They've won so much in this short time span with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But when you look at the Patriots, it was Brady and Belichick. Like, that's what it looks like to me in terms of football,
mm-hmm.
especially just football. Because that's so much different with every other sport because the quarterback is so important to your team.
Yeah, I'll give you another example. I would never not call the Oilers a dynasty from back in the Gretzky Messier days, right? I know they mm-hmm. moved on from Gretzky and still won.
Right.
They never won three in a row, but they won five out of seven.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like that's the thing is like there's certain points where you get to, okay, the years are getting too far apart now. Like it's not,
yes.
It's kind of over. Like if you win three out of seven, then that's not really a dynasty to me. But if you win three out of five or five out of seven, like that's incredible.
I just don't. Here's the way I look at it. This goes back to the original point. I just think winning two championships in a row should not qualify as a dynasty. I know he went to three with the Panthers, but I think you got to get a third somewhere in there. That's what it comes down to for me. I think the Panthers need a third championship if they were to get their second tonight over this time period to be considered a dynasty, even if they go and lose again. That's the way I look at it. And again, I go back to our talk earlier, the Heat went to four in a row, but they only won two. They sandwiched the two wins around two losses and in between two losses. I don't consider the Heat a dynasty. Maybe you do. So, yeah, I think the Panthers could be on their way to being a dynasty. They are not one. The first dynasty, we've had this talk on this show before. It's been a little while. The first dynasty I ever remember in sports was a true dynasty. The New York Islanders won four straight Stanley Cups. I mean, that isn't a total. That's a. In fact, I believe the New York Post, maybe, or the New York Times, there was a newspaper that literally had I think it was Mike Bossy, cup over his head, and the word, one word, dynasty, exclamation point. Bam. That was it. Because it was. How could you argue that? They won four in a row. And then they went to a fifth, by the way. They lose, and the Oilers win, and then the Oilers go back again and, you know, win again. So, yeah, dynasty is in the eye of the beholder. I do not think that the Panthers winning tonight would qualify them, even though they've gone to three in a row. I think you got to get a third at some point.
I actually found an article on sports teams that are considered dynasties but probably aren't dynasties.
Okay.
And some of the options on here are crazy.
Okay.
Like the 85 Bears, some people consider them a dynasty. Right.
That's just like, dumb.
Like
they didn't even go to two Super Bowls.
Right.
They
exactly.
went to one and won it because they were so dominant.
Yeah. And they did have some stats in there that they outscored their three opponents 91-10, which is crazy. But that doesn't make them a dynasty.
I mean, they were a one-year actually, they were really good for a few years, but right. they went to one Super Bowl.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to win a championship or two to be at least in the conversation, and they only won one.
At least two.
But the other one that I think is interesting and it kind of goes to a different avenue, John Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats. That whole Ooh. Era. But that's different because it's college sports. And college sports, obviously, there's so much that can go different in that world than professional.
I'm gonna look this up. I would actually say Patino's Wildcats might even be a better, bigger dynasty than Calipari's Wildcats. Patino, maybe not. No, because he only won one. Tubby Smith then won it when he came in. And then, let's see. Calipari, they only won one, though. Calipari's team only won one when he was there. Yeah, I don't know. It's in the eye of the beholder. He was there a long time, though. I've got a lot of more respect for John Calipari over the years. I used to think he was a guy that, whatever, he's cutting corners, he's getting the best recruits. But what he did in Arkansas this year was impressive. And a totally related, unrelated note. Speaking of Arkansas, how about the kid yesterday, Gage Wood, throwing the no-hitter? He hit one batter in the eighth inning. He actually hit another batter, and they said that kid didn't get out of the way, so they didn't give him the base. Called it a strike because it was over the plate, hit the elbow, and that was a strikeout. Weird circumstance, but it happens in baseball. But he gets the he has a no-hitter that would have been a perfect game if he didn't hit a guy in the foot. And what does he say after the game? Does an interview. And they're like, what do you think? You're the third person ever to throw a no-hitter. First one since 1960. And he goes, yeah, I should have hit the guy. That was a great response. You can have some fun and enjoy it, man. And I know you wanted the perfect game, but man, a no-hitter. Pretty amazing. I asked you a little while ago what you would do with both Tuck and Paterka, or at least hinted that I would ask you that. That's my question. And we could take some time to talk about that if you'd like, because I think the Sabres are at a crossroads, as they have been so many times in the last several years with a lot of this stuff. I think the Sabres are at a crossroads with some of this stuff. And I don't know what a lot of you, what direction you think they should go in with this, which is, well, if you don't want to be here, don't be here. Versus, no, you're under contract and you can help us win, so you need to stay here and be a part of the solution. There's a lot of different kind of tentacles to that. And this is on the heels of the Alex Tuck report from a Vancouver podcast, apparently. Do you have the sound, by the way? Can we play that, Josh? I want everybody on this show to hear the sound. I know that Jeremy and Joe played it. What you got to tell me exactly what podcast this is from. This is from a Vancouver podcast. It's about Alex Tuck, and it is them talking about maybe getting Tuck from Buffalo or what the situation is with him. I had Paul Hamilton on earlier to kind of recap what Tuck talked about or didn't talk about in his locker cleanout day. What exactly is this?
This is the Sakaris and Price podcast out in Vancouver.
They're a pretty reputable Vancouver hockey podcast, right? Canucks podcast. Here we go. This is what they said.
Yeah, I've always appreciated the way that he approaches the game and the physical tools that he has. And you're right. I think we're all waiting for shoes to start dropping in Buffalo here. And it is incredible. As I speak to you, we're 2 weeks from the NHL draft and people are expecting fireworks and people are expecting fireworks from the Vancouver Canucks. So, I mean, Alex Tuck is a proven goal scorer with size and a guy that has a little bit of an edge to his game as well. So, yeah, without a doubt, if there is a path, then I know that the Canucks have been linked to basically the entire top half of the Buffalo Sabres roster. If they're playing, let's make a deal with the Buffalo Sabres, absolutely. I think serve them well to be kicking tires and kicking them pretty heavily on a guy like Alex Tuch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Interesting, right? We don't know where Alex Tuch is on all this. Now, in his situation, he is going into the final year of his contract, which means he can sign a contract extension, but not until July 1st. We're just around the corner from that. The question is, does he want to do that? If he does, what does that look like? Or does he say, no, I'll play out one more year in Buffalo, keep me on the roster, and if things aren't going well, you can trade me at the deadline. But if he says that, the Sabres may say, we're not doing that. Like, it's either you are here or you're not here. We'd like to get something for you now, a summer trade. I don't know. Because what are you talking about the deadline? You're talking about prospects, right? And I don't think the Sabres need to do that. I would hope they would not want to do that, considering the prospect pipeline they have already, what they've done, the youth of this roster, this organization, having a number 9 overall pick again. I don't want that. Hope they don't want that. So this is an interesting spot for how Tuch wants to approach it and how the Sabres want to approach it. But the Sabres do have Alex Tuch under contract for one more year, just like the Bills do with James Cook, and we remind everybody of that. Sabres also have J.J. Paterka under contract as a restricted free agent. They have his rights, I should say. He's not under a contract right now or hasn't signed one, but he's a restricted free agent. He can't just walk and go somewhere. If that were the case, he'd probably be Gonzo at this point. But the Sabres have kind of a decision to make how they want to approach J.J. Paterka. And recently, Elliot Friedman, in case you haven't heard, yesterday we talked a little bit about it. He said, quote, "I have said on this podcast and in my radio interview several times now that the Sabres have indicated that they do not want to trade J.J. Paterka. Their answer has changed. They're at least now listening on it. And I think that's recent." End quote. That's from Elliot Friedman. Now, when I hear the first part of that quote, which says their answer has changed, I don't think he's saying their answer has changed. They want to trade him. What their answer has changed on, the way I interpret that is, okay, we'd be dumb at least not to listen to what people say, but you better come with a really, really good offer for J.J. Paterka. And obviously, from Paterka's standpoint, again, I'll go back to J.J. Paterka may be unhappy all he wants. And I don't blame him for being unhappy if he wants to win. Winning fixes everything. Everybody wants to win. Alex Tuch wants to win. Everybody wants to win. Nobody's winning right now in Buffalo, right? I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. But he is also under contract and, again, a young player who can help you. I think the Sabres are better with J.J. Paterka on their roster than not on their roster. You can convince me that other people could make them better, sure. But if you just told me right now, either he's here or not, they're a better team with him. And I think they should operate as such. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's get Mark in West Seneca on, who wants to chime in on this. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Sal. So much to talk about. I know I don't have enough time because I'll run off on it because the Sabres are my love. I'm 66 years old. I was 10 years old when I was at the last Buffalo Bisons game at the odd to win the. And I've been a Sabre fan my whole life. And to see what has happened to our organization is just so disheartening. I don't understand the Yarmo move. I love it that they finally brought in a guy with a ton of experience and a ton of relationships around the league into the organization, because they continually hired people in both coach and GM for years now that have never had those positions before, head coach and GM. So to see that move being made, but I don't understand the advantage that you have by holding on to Adams while doing this.
What you don't understand, it's not that you don't understand Yarmo is what you're saying. You don't understand why Kevin Adams is still in his position.
What is Kevin Adams bringing to the table if he needs a guy like Yarmo over the top advising or whatever? It just does not make any sense other than a form of nepotism because Terry Pegula loves Kevin Adams. And as far as I know, I'm not getting personal with Kevin. From what I understand, he's an absolutely top-notch, stand-up, wonderful man, okay? In 5 years, he has not shown, the need to be made. I understand it. But you talk about players being unhappy. How demoralizing is it that you move a guy out who was a core player and the guy you brought in can't even get on the ice because of injury? That leaves doubt in the players. They're looking for help.
Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about?
Josh Norris, they brought him in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think that in that case, we could see what happened. The Sabres, from their end, they wanted more upside, but were risking the availability, where the Senators said, we want more availability, we'll get rid of the upside, right? Like, obviously, there's more of a ceiling on Cousins, I think, that we'd all agree on, but the Senators wanted more availability. And the Sabres say, look, I mean, we'll deal with the availability and shut him down if we have to, especially when it happened, but we want more at upside when he's playing.
But Sal, you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, but my point about bringing that trade up is this. When they made that trade, they're looking for help on the roster in the moment. When you move a core player, players want to see a guy come in and be on the ice, on the roster, and playing in the moment. And, wow, this is going to work good for us. We hate to see our buddy go, but this guy's going to really help us.
He did play right away, just so you know. I mean, he got hurt after that.
Yeah, well, he didn't play in the lineup long enough to help him.
I know, but what you just said, though, was you want to see a guy right away get in. He did. He played like 4 games, then he got hurt. I mean, like, it wasn't like he, I, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. They didn't trade for an injured player.
Sal, come on. The guy has a history of being injured. Okay?
I know that. I'm just correcting what you're saying, Mark, because that wasn't factually true. He did play right away.
Okay, so he played right away. He didn't play long enough to make a difference.
I got you. Sure.
Okay, he didn't play long enough. And his history may have played into that, okay? We don't know, but that very well may have played into that. My point is this, that when the guys looked around after 4 games, Josh Norris isn't in the lineup, they're thinking, where are we going here? And now it's all playing out from word that people are hearing on the street, things that Paul Hamilton said, that you have a very disgruntled roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking around for upper management and leadership to do something to make this team better, to give them hope. Right now, if I'm a player on that team, I'm looking around. If I'm a young player that has a long career yet, or I'm halfway through my career, I'm sitting there going, where's the hope here? Are things ever going to change? Okay, the one thing they did do that could have given the players hope, and I hate to say it this way, would have been to move Kevin Adams out, put an experienced guy in like Yarmo, and let's see what he can do. Maybe make a couple of trades. But right now, the way things are all situated, I don't know that if I'm a player on that team, I have any hope of anything happening. History has shown over the last 5 years that significant trades are not Kevin Adams is not capable of making them.
Well, actually, okay. I actually think he made 2 good trades. I think the Bo Byram trade was a good one. Casey Mittelstadt did nothing. And I think that the Ryan McLeod trade was a good one. That's not been Kevin Adams failing. A couple trades he's made, player for player trades, have not been Kevin Adams failing.
Okay. Can I expand? And I know I'm taking up a lot of your time.
Yes.
But the Mittelstadt trade, when they moved Mittelstadt, he was their highest point producer on the forward group. He was probably their best forward at the time, and he was playing up and down the lineup. I agreed with the trade. They needed defensive help. It was a great trade. He brought in, you know, he brought in Bo. So that's a good move. So then he turns around and he gets McLeod. Another good move. Okay.
Right. So he's made two good trades there.
My point is this. Okay. So he refills the spot that he had with the middle stat move, and he's got Byram. He's building the team. And now here we are. And
I know, Mark. I do have to run. Listen, I get it. Mark. You could. I know. You just. I know. The point is, I get it. And you're not. I'm not trying to cut you off or anything. But listen, you have made your point clear that you don't think Kevin Adams is right for the job, and the fact that he's still in his job is making other people disgruntled. But we can go pick apart every move he's made. That's fine. That's your overall point, correct?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And I'm not trying to just cut you off, because you could just go through every, Mark, you could spin it to everything he's done is wrong. I'm going to tell you, I think the Ryan McLeod trade has been a pretty good one. Matthew Savoy has yet to sniff staying in the NHL. And McLeod actually played pretty well for the Sabres last year. That's a pretty good trade. Let's see how it turns out with the contract. That's where maybe some of the feelings have come from Kevin Adams. I don't think it's been these player for player trades. I mean, I lost my train of thought. Bo Byram coming in, the Casey Mittelstadt trade. Casey Mittelstadt gets shipped off after he signs another extension over in Colorado. He gets shipped off, right? Those are two good trades he's made. The biggest feeling of Kevin Adams has been probably value in contracts. And that's kind of where we are right now of how is this going to play out this summer? And also maybe not moving. That's also his biggest failure maybe has been not moving. By his own admission, by the way, during the long losing streak last year, the 13-game losing streak, 14-game, whatever the heck it was, him saying, I should have moved earlier. I should have done something earlier. Holding on, waiting, that's also been a failing of his. I don't get to the he made this trade bad or that trade bad. Your overall point of, which is a really good one, I think, that a lot of people share with you, Mark. Hey, why are you bringing in Jarmo Kekalainen if he's going to be in this position? You have Kevin Adams here. It's a results-oriented business. This team hasn't advanced. They haven't done anything. They haven't got to the playoffs. Just move him out. It's not a Jarmo point. It's Kevin Adams' point. It's what it is. And I get it. And it's not the wrong one, I think, for a lot of people. I appreciate it. And I know Mark talks a lot when he calls because he's passionate. Nothing wrong with that. But I did have to go because I'm way up against the break, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the phone call. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia and our passionate fans. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York, number one Kia dealer. We will take a timeout. We'll come back. Hey, you know what I want to do? Vince Carter was at Bill's OTAs and minicamp. He had a great media session. And I talked about it when it happened, and I really haven't played it on this show, and I want to do that. I want you to hear Vince Carter. For all of us that's team culture and how much it matters, this guy that was so, had such a long career and played the highest of levels, and now he's involved in football. Had a really good media session with Vince Carter a couple weeks ago. We haven't really played it here, and I want to do that. We'll do that after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.